talking about how Uber drivers aren't happy that they don't make enough to really be above a minimum wage. Uh-huh. There's a guy in Tampa, right? Florida. Mm-hmm. He changed his name legally to Charles Holla. He calls himself Beyonce, a.k.a. Riri, and he could make up to $1,000 a day in tips. And if you're thinking, man, what does Charles Holla do? Well, what he does is he stands on the street in a bikini and weird makeup and just kind of dances. He sings along to songs that you like to hear. Look him up if you know Charles Holla.
And he makes $1,000 a day in tips.
Yeah, $1,000 a day in tips. And here you $1,000 a day. A day.
So even on a quiet week, he's probably making about, say, $5,000 a week. Just for argument's sake. That's insane, isn't it?
Here you are, you're looking at, you got a 12-year-old daughter going to college. Mm-hmm. You could be, there's that guy on 13 who holds a cross up every Sunday. Maybe you should put a bikini on, Patch, and go dance on the corner.
And there's the other guy. Have you seen the guy who, when you drive down into Rehoboth, he's the dancing guy with the sign. Have you ever seen that guy? He does stuff for, I think it's Moe's and Salad Works and stuff.
Is he a good one?
Yeah, and he has his sign.
He spins it like he's really good at it.
But he'll dance and stuff and all that as well. He got hit by a car about a year ago, but I saw him a couple of weeks ago. Like, he's back out there doing his thing.
I wonder if he gets insurance for that.
I don't know.
If you get hit by a car and you're a sign twirler,
I don't know.
If that's like workman's comp. Or if they're like, hey, we didn't tell you to twirl on the street. Sidewalk.
You took that on your own back. But it's just like $1,000 a day.
You constantly see stories like this. And how come that works out for him, but for every one Charles Holla, there's 100 similar Charles Hollas that aren't making that. Mm-hmm. Why does it work for one guy?
Just is that right place, right time? Someone see, and a lot of it, I guess, is like some people have seen him, you know, thinks he's funny. They start posting on social media.
He's got his whole YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm, and it just starts rolling along. And I think that's kind of how that works, I think. So, but just disappoints me. We get up, it's same as everybody else. You get up so early, like for your paycheck, and you have someone who goes out and dances in a bikini and gets $1,000 a day.
You keep telling your kids, go to school. Go to school. You want to get a good job. You want to get a job that pays well. Don't.
I'm going to say this to Maisie when I get home today. Maisie, just become a dancer.
Just dance in a bikini on the side of the street.
You'll be fine.
You'll make more money than you ever would work in a 9-to-5.
Yeah.